This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, now that's appropriate intro music. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Well, in an opinion piece this week, Dion Loeffler, the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle, wrote, quote, that right-wingers of Wichita want protesters arrested for chanting 8647 and have abandoned any pretense of respect for the U.S. Constitution. He called out my friend Andy Hoosier and I for posting a video of the weekly assembly of wackadoodles, malcontents, and communists who condemn all things MAGA as fascists while proclaiming their own tolerance. So, with us now to explain how those of us on the right side of the political spectrum have abandoned any pretense of respect for the Constitution is Dion Loeffler, opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. Dion, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I certainly appreciate the bumper music that you just played there.
You're welcome.
I think we can all be friends.
I do. We were just saying before the show how you and I have been on Kansas Week so many times, and it seems like every time we're on, I piss you off. But at least we're on every
week. Well, we've tilted lances on occasion.
We have,
which you know that's. But it's all part of the process.
It is. So tell me why you say I and Andy Hoosier, and for that matter, pretty much everybody in this room no longer respect the United States Constitution.
Well, first of all, it's great to play in your ballpark for a while.
Oh, yes.
for a while.
Welcome. You are very welcome. Hope we have made you feel welcome.
I want to point out, though, I've probably been a Republican longer than you have.
I
registered as a Republican in 1978, so...
Yes, I was 10 in 1978, so... Although, actually, that's not true, because I'm fairly certain on my birth certificate, my mother had it stamped Republican, so I probably do predate that.
And I have to confess, I had a youthful flirtation with libertarianism. That came after... I covered the Libertarian Presidential Convention in 1980, which is where David Koch was nominated as the vice president.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a philosophy that appealed to me. So I did that for a while, and then I realized it was, you know, not necessarily going anywhere. So
do you think that Republicans, myself, Andy Hoosier, MAGA supporters, we no longer respect the Constitution?
Well, I think that there are two, the two most important parts, the First Amendment protects five freedoms, but the two most important to me are the right, to, you know, the freedom of speech and the right to protest, the right to gather and assemble. for the redress of grievances. And when people start talking about arresting people for doing that thing, I'm gonna take a stand there.
So where do you draw the line? I mean, for example, let's look at January 6th. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's look at the quote-unquote insurrection.
Yeah.
I don't call it an insurrection. I think it was mostly peaceful protest. I think you had 1,000 people there who were just there to express their opinions and their frustrations and their anger and their disappointment, and you had a few malcontents that committed some crimes. I think by and large, that was the case. And you had the way the press has covered this. I mean, I've seen Democrats and members of the press say that this is worse than the Holocaust, that it is worse than World War II, that it's the greatest affront to American democracy in history. And really, I mean, the only person who died on January 6th was a protester.
Well, I think the January 6th protest was way over the top. And
I would agree.
We all saw
it was over the top.
We all saw the video. You know, we've all seen the videos.
So, sure.
You know, we can't go back and revisionist history.
But by your definition of what you think is sacred, didn't they have a right to gather? Didn't they have a right to protest? Didn't they have a right to be there and express their opinions just like the people who stand out here every Saturday and make idiots of themselves?
But they haven't. The people standing on the street corner here, it's not just Saturdays, it's Mondays too.
Oh, so, well, that answers my other question. But, they obviously don't have jobs. So.
But the, well, a lot of them are retirees. But,
okay. Yeah,
but the people standing out here on the street corners, they didn't smash any windows. They didn't.
And the
they didn't
vast
vandalize
majority,
any.
The vast majority of the people on the Capitol on January 6th didn't either. I mean, you're talking about 10% at most of the crowd.
Thousands did.
Thousands didn't break windows. Thousands didn't break in. Thousands didn't damage property. Thousands walked in through open doors.
Well,
some were invited in. Some were given tours.
Well, I mean, we all saw the videos.
And that's the videos I saw.
I mean,
people being invited in. There weren't 1,000 windows to break.
But
so what's the difference? Is it because that was a protest that you don't like, and these are the protests that you do?
No, it was a protest that turned violent.
Okay.
And it turned ugly.
So how about the protests of the summer of 2020?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
And and what distinguished that one too was it was an attack on the American system of governance. It was an attack on an election. The stated purpose of the people who were there was to try to overturn the election. And I'm frankly embarrassed that my congressman voted with the protesters to continue to challenge that.
That's six of one, half a dozen of another. Let's look at then if we're talking about the peaceful protests, let's talk about the summer of 2020. Let's take the insurrection or the January 6th, however you want to call it, out of it. Summer 2020, cities burned, businesses were destroyed, entire neighborhoods were hijacked in so-called autonomous zones. Were those peaceful protests? Were those folks exercising, as you say, their cherished rights? Or was this, you know, a domestic upheaval? I mean, the media called it, you know, peaceful, mostly peaceful protests.
I just guess I see a difference between sacking an auto zone and sacking the United States Capitol.
But what's the difference? A crime's a crime.
The difference is that one is an attack on one is looting a business, which is obviously not something that should be.
A crime is a crime, though, isn't it?
Looting a business is obviously something that I do not support. I don't think, you know, 99% of people support that. But the attack on the Capitol was an attack on the United States of America. So that's
occupying the downtown Seattle or occupying Portland or burning cop cars. That's literally a law enforcement, a police station in Minneapolis. Isn't that a symbol of America too? Isn't that a symbol of government? Isn't that an attack on government? Attack on America?
Well, I didn't come here to defend the people who burned police cars.
Okay, so then let's go back to what you came here for.
I came here to defend the people who are standing on the street corner with signs and saying their piece.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. We're talking with Dion Loeffler, the opinion editor of the Wichita Eagle. You also wrote an op-ed a couple weeks ago. I was down there taking some film, caught a picture of a gentleman walking around with a fake severed Trump head.
Yeah.
And again, that was an opportunity you took to take a swipe at me because you felt like I made a big deal out about it. You know, it got 400,000, you know, interactions on social media, obviously, and they were overwhelming. There wasn't a single negative post on there. It was overwhelmingly people thought it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you feel that that's appropriate? Is that protected speech? Well, it probably is protected speech, but is it appropriate?
I would say that it was poor judgment. If we're going to play the whatabout game,
mm-hmm.
What about the guys who marched on the Capitol with assault rifles, the state Capitol during the COVID protests?
Well, we have open carry in this state. You're allowed to carry.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
there's nothing wrong. That's legal.
Yeah.
I could be carrying right now. In fact, I guarantee you there's people in this room who were carrying.
But people don't bring us. People don't bring assault rifles to protest with.
That's legal.
Under, you know, but it's intimidation.
Nobody brandished it.
It's intimidation.
It's not intimidation to carry a gun. That's not intimidation. It's not my fault if you're intimidated.
It's intimidation to carry a gun to somebody's protest.
It's a little bit different if I'm carrying a severed head of someone that of the President of the United States when you consider that he was literally less than an inch away from a bullet blowing his head off.
Well, and I think that's the same guy. And Hunter might be able to nod when I say I think that's the same guy who was carrying the dartboard.
The arrows in it.
Yeah.
Might be. He also, by the way, is a former public defender in Hutchison. But let me ask you something that I wanted to ask you about. Since we're talking about the assassination, I went on muckrack.com, and I found no articles that you wrote about the assassination, the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. I couldn't find anything that you'd written negative or about trying to tone down the rhetoric regarding the assassination attempts on Trump. I Googled Dion Leffler, Wichita Eagle, Trump assassination. I couldn't find anything that you ever wrote about trying to dissuade or calm down the rhetoric. Except one article where you wrote, if Secret Service had shot first, Trump gunman would be another martyr for the right. You went on to say, as we mull the shooting of Donald Trump and its aftermath, let's consider what if. What if the Secret Service had shot Thomas Crooks as he crawled away on the roof? Crooks would be a hero to the right. Headlines would in right-leaning media would have screamed, young Trump supporter shot dead by feds.
Yeah. So, and it just goes back to exactly what we're just talking about, which is bringing deadly weapons to protests.
So you think that had the Secret Service killed the assassin before he took the shot, that Republicans would be mad?
Yeah, I do. I think that what we would have seen was then it would have been that the Secret Service overreacted to a Second Amendment patriot who was just exercising his Second Amendment rights that we just talked about, you know, that you're walking around.
There's a bit of a difference between walking around and climbing on a building to get a sniper position.
Yeah, but I mean, if they got him before he got up on the building.
But that's not what you said here. That you said here that if he'd gotten to his place and had been shot of the right wing, if he'd been, as he literally had been into his post there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's... You know, people saw him, you know, going around the place.
They did, and that's legal.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, it's like, you know, that if you want to tone down rhetoric, a good place to start would be to tone down armed protesters or armed people coming to, you know, to these protests.
So I take it, and I'm going to take a quick break here. If you don't mind sticking around through the break, I take it that you support gun control or some kind of restrictions on Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I do.
Not the First Amendment right, but the Second Amendment.
We can talk about that. Yeah, we can talk about that.
I would love to. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, sponsored by Eck Agency. We'll be back right after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends, our hosts, since we're here at AFP's headquarters, thanks to Eck Agency. Don't forget, if you want to get involved, if you're looking for a way to get activated on a campaign, make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. With us still is Dion Leffler, the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. Dion, let me ask you a little bit about the article, some of the things that came up in the article, and it's kind of media related. According to the most recent Gallup poll, Americans continue to register record low trust in mass media, 31% expressing a great deal or fair amount of confidence in the media, whereas fully that they would report the news fully accurately and fairly. 32% trust the media, and 36% say that they absolutely do not trust the media. 33% not very much trust in the media. So it's almost 65% of Americans either have no trust or very little trust in the media. Do you think that's because the media has lost their objectivity? I mean, I've got to be honest with you. You're an opinion editor, but I've known you for years. I've known you from when I was in the legislature, and I've noticed that since the time I've got to know you, it seems like when you were a reporter, you had a little more objectivity, but it's almost like you've got a little TDS. It's like, you know, a little Trump derangement syndrome as you've become more of an opinion editor. Is that because you're more an opinion editor now, or is that just the way media is these days?
Well, I think being an opinion editor, you know, the people think that newspaper opinion pieces and editorials are about opinion, and probably it's our fault for calling it that. But what it really is it's analysis. You do the same things that you do when you write a regular news story, but you can write it from a point of view, from a perspective of, you know, okay, this is what I went out, this is what I saw, this is what I reported, this is what I talked to, and this is what I think is the closest thing to the truth that I can get.
But do you think that there's a bias or an opinionated bias that maybe plays into that? And the reason I ask is because in the article, for example, this most recent one, you gave credit where credit is due. You credited that Hunter Larkin was the one who filmed the video. But rather than just saying that Hunter Larkin was the one who filmed the video, you said, quote, "The video was made by Hunter Larkin, the disgraced ex-mayor of Goddard, best known for shady dealings with developers, a DUI conviction, et cetera, et cetera." Here's my question. He's not a politician anymore. He's not an elected official. This is a private citizen. Why take the dig at him?
Well, I think the last time I mentioned him, everybody jumped on me I think actually some people said I libeled him.
It
might be you.
It was, because frankly, it seems like you've got Larkin derangement syndrome too, because, I mean, part of it is, it's, first off, a DUI conviction, that's a conviction. But that was a kid, and he was young, he was stupid, and he made a mistake. But what evidence do you have, that there were shady dealings with developers?
Oh, well, I linked the three stories off that.
But three stories that you wrote, that your paper wrote. Well, that's not evidence.
Well,
there's no convictions, there were no charges, that's just, that'd be like me writing a story and then me citing my source is myself.
There were a lot of people, though, trying to recall young Hunter.
But did they?
Actually they couldn't because it was too close to the election.
But, so again, they couldn't. See, that's my point. And it comes back to, why take the dig at him? And no offense, but you do the same thing to Michael O'Donnell. Every time Michael O'Donnell is written about, you dig at him. And I'm just curious, why? Why is it necessary? Why can't you just write your piece without taking the personal dig? Because you don't do that to me, and Lord knows I've said some cackamamie. I mean, anybody who's in the public space says stupid things. But it seems like you take these digs at people, and I'm curious why that's necessary.
Well, I think what you're calling a dig is maybe adding perspective to a story.
Okay. But so one of your media colleagues, and I don't want to name him, was arrested in 2009 for sales, distribution, cultivation of opiates, opium narcotic drugs, or designated stimulants. People don't bring that up every time he writes a byline in the paper. So
I'm not entirely sure who you're talking about.
I don't want to name him, but he literally was arrested for distribution, cultivation of opiates, opium narcotics, drugs, or designated stimulants.
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk about that offline because I'm not sure who you're talking about.
I'll show you. But I've got the photos and the evidence of the arrest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
We don't cite that every time he writes an article. A mistake from the past, it'd be different if Hunter was an elected official or Michael was an elected official. But because they're in the public.
Michael's a lobbyist.
He's a private citizen.
Yeah, but he's a lobbyist representing the power company and the Steven brothers and probably several others. So,
but he's still a private citizen.
Well, there's a private citizen, but he's a registered lobbyist. He is lobbying. He is shaping the state laws of Kansas, and that. That makes you a public figure.
And so I'm sure you're a Hunter, public figure because you write in a newspaper. Can
Hunter's,
people take shots at you?
I can't imagine that Hunter's political career is done.
It is now.
You know,
I mean, he's not running for office. He's not running for office right now.
You know,
I have not heard any plans.
I suspect we'll see him back though.
But you're a private citizen. You're a public figure. You're in a newspaper. Right. You're in a newspaper more than I am. Can we take pot shots at you?
Yeah. I'm a big kid.
By the way, sitting behind you is Leo Delperdang. We can take pot shots at him. Just so you know, that's completely legal.
And Leo's my representative.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's my representative.
Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did.
I think you just caused Leo to have a heart attack. So Diana, I'll share with the audience.
I think he does a great job. I think he's...
Holy cow. Did you let Leo put a yard sign in your yard?
We are not supposed to allow people to put yard signs in our yards.
Okay.
It's
I almost got you a yard sign.
It's a company. It's a company policy.
Company policy.
But
that's okay. It makes it feel better. Leo puts a yard sign in my yard, and I don't even live in his district. He just does it just to kind of piss me off. I will let folks know that the KNSS is planning on doing some things called Politics and Pints, where we're going to go out into the public, do this at a bar or a venue, something like that, maybe on a Thursday or a Tuesday night. And Dion and I are going to have similar conversations to this at these Politics and Pints. When we have that information, we'll roll it out. In the meantime, I appreciate you sitting down with us. I know we're coming up on my bottom of the hour break. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do it. If folks want to contact you, if they want to reach out, if they want feedback, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
DLeffler at WichitaEagle.com.
He's brave. I'll give him that. And he came.
My phone number.
Oh, he's really brave.
316-268-6527.
Dion, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open. 316-869-1330. Coming up, Dalton Glasscox, Wichita City Council member, will tell us about how the city of Wichita is facing a budget shortfall and what, if anything, they're going to do about it. This is John Whitmer broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, brought to you by Eck Agency. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're broadcasting live from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, here at their headquarters at Union Station, thanks to my friends at Eck Agency. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, as the city of Wichita looks to eliminate a projected deficit of $2 million for next year and more than that in future years to come, city leaders are trying to figure out how to balance the budget. Leaders asked each department for feedback on potential cuts. The city says it's also looking at instituting a half percent city sales tax that voters would have to approve to offset the budget shortfall. With us now to kind of walk us through this whole thing is Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscox. Dalton, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
John, always happy to join you. Sorry for not joining in person. I got caught doing house projects and then ran out of time. So
no,
you're still joining you remotely.
I know what you mean by the house projects. I've got turquoise paint on my hands from honeydews that my wife had me working on today. So I'm with you on that. So where could some of these cuts come from? I know you've been asking all the departments, even like animal enforcement, some of that stuff, code enforcement. Where would some of these cuts come from?
So a lot of these cuts, we have to make systemic changes for the future. I've been vocal about ways that the city has overspent, but those are usually one-time capital expense projects. So you look at some of the controversial art pieces that have been done, the $500,000 bathrooms that are in downtown Wichita, but those are one-time opportunity costs, and we're facing a systemic budget deficit in the future moving forward. We're facing about $2 million in the 2026 budget, and about $5 million in the 2027 budget. And so we'll have to think of some strategic changes. So some of the things that the council is looking at right now, the manager just presented these in our last workshop. And so we haven't had time to look over every single one of these yet. This will be our conversation for the next 3 months. Some of them have to do with realizations of just reflecting things that are already happening, but in the budget. So health insurance, savings costs, postage costs, the city sending less things out via mail than they historically have. And so that alone, is $100,000 in realization. Park uniform costs, different contractual costs, and then looking at some other budget reductions, whether that be some tech revisions in the library, whether that be some recouping of fees from planning. There are a lot of different proposals the manager presented last week, and I'll be looking forward to looking at each one of those line by line and see which I agree with, what I don't agree with, and maybe some changes that he hasn't presented that we should move forward on.
You formed a citizen-led committee, which I serve on, the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency Exchange, WOGE, basically, your version of DOGE. And we're getting ready to produce our report, but I can tell you some of the things that we've found, and I don't know if you've seen the preliminaries, but we found that Wichita spends more per resident on administration, parks, public safety, and transportation than at least one of the peer cities that we reviewed. And if Wichita were to align with the lowest cost peers in these, in the main categories, it could save up to $75 million in today's dollars. Do you think that that may be something that you guys should look at, is kind of compare yourselves to how peer cities are spending versus how you're currently spending?
Well, and I'm thankful for your work on that. I've been hands-off in that process because I also wanted to make sure that individuals could present things that I may agree with and that I might disagree with, and that I wasn't shaping the dialogue based on my worldview. And I know that's a bipartisan group of individuals. I know Celeste serves on it, Henry Helgerson, Deb Lucia, and so pretty wide. It's not based on political ideology, which I think is incredibly important when we're looking at how do we do government more efficiently and how do we make sure we set ourselves better up in the future. Because when I go door knock and when I've talked to constituents, the number one concern that I hear again and again and again is property tax. Property tax relief, especially for those 65 and older as well.
Yeah, one of the other areas that we found, I mean, yes, you mentioned it already, the 2% in the annual budget for art, which, I don't get me wrong, if we were sitting on a surplus, that would be one thing. But it's just like your own personal family budget. You know, if you're struggling to make ends meet, you cut your Netflix bill for 6 months. Or you cancel your Paramount Plus for a year. And this is the same kind of thing. You don't spend 2% annually on art when you're facing a $2 million budget shortfall. Another example is Visit Wichita. That organization has built a $4 million cash reserve, maintains a $300,000 annual lease, and pays the CEO over $350,000 a year. Now, I know that we want tourism, it drives some economy, and it's good for the city, but if they got $4 million in cash reserve, well, heck, take half of it, and that solves your budget shortfall for next year.
Well, and, you know, we're going to be looking at these agenda item by agenda item, and, you know, we're going to have to make difficult decisions. We have that balanced budget. We are facing $2 million in the year coming up and $5 million the subsequent year after that. And so, you know, there are some things that might pass with a 7-0 vote in terms of reduction. There may be some that are 4-3 vote and some that fail. But the ones that fail and we can't get four votes on, my colleagues will have to come up with other solutions. We have to figure out other solutions. And raising taxes is not on my agenda. I will not be raising the mill levy for property tax, and I think that's going to be our challenge.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to hear that, because I think that is, I've already heard Brandon Johnson has talked about raising property taxes, has talked about raising the mill levy. By the way, we're talking with Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscock. The city says it's also looking at this half-cent city sales tax that voters would have to approve. For reference, analysts say that that would cost a Wichita family an average of about $176 a year. Your key, though, on that would be some of that money would go to offset property taxes, correct?
100%. So last time the city had a sales tax referendum, the city mill levy was reduced 8 mills in 1986 using local sales tax dollars. And so any look at moving towards the sales tax has to be accompanied with a reduction in the mill levy for individuals. And, you know, you look at our sales tax, 30% of our sales tax comes from outside of Wichita. And so right now people in Mays and people in Andover, people in Goddard are using Wichita services. They're actively using Wichita's roads. They're reliant on our public safety coming out in certain instances. They're using our park system, yet they're paying for none of that. And so moving more to a sales tax model would allow us to recoup outside investment from the city and helping make sure that we can keep the essential services of government that people rely on us for. 70% of our budget is public safety, police and fire. And we're not going to be looking at cuts to police and fire. We have to make sure that we preserve those, especially when we're also still short officers. And so I'm open to looking at a sales tax if it's accompanied with a reduction of the mill levy for individuals as well.
Well, Dalton, I appreciate you. I know that the Woj, Wichita, you know, Doge, basically, is coming out. They'll have a survey coming out soon that folks will be able to go and take the survey and give feedback on the things that we found. Hopefully, we'll get some additional feedback from the citizens that way. But if folks want to contact you, if they have questions, I know the city of Wichita had a budget simulator going. If they want to get feedback to you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Best email is dglasscock@wichita.gov. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And we know that we have to make cuts. This isn't just the city's money. This is the taxpayers' dollars, and we have to be good stewards of it. And this is your dollars. And so make sure to reach out to me and let me know how you want your dollars spent.
Dalton, thank you again. Keep up the good work, my friend.
We'll talk soon. See you, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then our studio lines are open, or maybe we'll find someone here at Union Station to talk with. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. We got one more break. We'll be back right after this.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here in downtown Wichita at Union Station. Thanks to Eck Agency, by the way, Deb, and where's Phil? Thank you for having us this evening. Thanks for hosting us. Appreciate it. Speaking of which, AFP, they're the great folks who've hosted us here tonight, and if you're looking for a way to really get involved in a campaign, if you're not backing a particular candidate and you just want to get out there and help, door knock, inform voters, make your voice heard today, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. I did grab one of the people out of the audience here, and it's Joy Eakins. Now, Joy, you served on, was it the Wichita School Board or the State School Board? I can't remember.
The Wichita School Board.
That's what I thought. Did you happen to hear the interview we did last week with Debbie Potter?
I did hear it, yes.
Thank you. See, look at that. I have two listeners, my wife. That's now we're up to two. We've doubled the listeners. But seriously, so you know, it was an interesting conversation with her. And I think this is interesting in the context of what we're seeing tomorrow. Tomorrow's the filing deadline for local office. And, you know, as one of the things that Debbie brought up was parents who are frustrated when they don't get any response from their superintendent, their principal, and they don't feel like they have a recourse, and they don't feel like they can go to their school board members. And it really does show how important these offices are, how important school board members are, and how important it is for folks to get involved and run for office if they want to.
Right. The more local the decisions are made for education, the better for parents and families and children. And really, I think that's one of the great things about what President Trump is doing with the Department of Education to try and drive those decisions back local. But then what that means is, here at the local level, we have to get involved. So tomorrow's the deadline by noon to file. So if you are interested, you still have time to file for this year's elections, local
yep.
elections. And if you don't want to file, then go look at all the candidates running in your district and find out who they are and find out the ones who want to hear from parents, the ones willing, and then get behind them. Raise money for them, help them, introduce them to people, walk doors, work with AFP, and get behind these candidates.
Or the county party.
Or the county party. That's right. Sorry about that.
I know the chair, so I got to
plug
in. Right,
right. Well, and Kim can always use help, right, knocking doors.
Yes.
Because she is a political machine out there. So, but it's really important that we get involved. We can't sit back and watch what's happening. You know, I got involved in Wichita Public Schools and ran for the board because someone told me that my bonus son was in a class, and a counselor at the school, which is a terrible classroom, and a counselor at the school told me, well, you know, some kids are just doomed to fail. And I thought, doomed to fail? I would never say that to a child.
Yeah,
I would,
such a nasty attitude.
What a terrible attitude. And I walked out of the classroom that day thinking, I'm going to get my son out of this classroom, but what happens to the other 24 kids? And how can I give them and their parents a voice? And so that's why I got involved and ran for the school board and worked really hard, and why I've always worked with local electeds, because it's so important that we make sure parents and students have a voice inside their schools.
How long were you on the school board?
I was on for one term, which was 4.5 years, because we moved elections. That was one of the things we were able to do. I testified on behalf of that bill to get it moved into the fall election, because that's when people are paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember I actually served on the elections committee in the House when we did that. And the hate mail that we got from the KNEA and the KASB about how it was going to ruin elections, how it was going to reduce turnout, lo and behold, it actually improved turnout.
Right. I was actually the only local elected politician in the state of Kansas willing to go up and say, yes, we should change them to November.
Yes.
Because lots of states have them in November, and the data says you always get better turnout.
Yes.
And that's, we've had better turnout. We have more time to recruit on both sides of the aisle. I know we say they're nonpartisan, but
we should make
real.
Them partisan too.
Right.
We wanted to do that back then, but we knew we didn't have
right.
Votes
you have to take
it.
A step at the time, and so that's what we did. I was willing to do that and fight, because I think it's important for parents and students to increase their ability to have a voice in their school district.
You know, it's interesting the way you talk. You know, you talk about the school board and how important these local elections are. It almost kind of seems to me like maybe you're looking at running for another office.
Well, there's been some rumors out there.
There has been some rumors out
I
there.
I might have helped start some of them.
You might have. Okay, so, you know, I do have to ask. By the way, this isn't the first time I've done this, because I pretty much ask everybody if they're running for governor. So are you running for governor?
Well, we are exploring a run for governor.
Exploring a run.
That's right.
Okay, I got that much out of her, at least. So
we
you're
are.
Exploring it. By the way, that would make you like one of, I don't know, 30. So, you know,
there's who's not, right? But yeah. No, but seriously, this is a time in our state where we're at a critical moment. And I had some people come to me. I've had several people come to me and ask me to think about this. And so we've been exploring the path and the process and what kind of team we could put together and what does the data say about who's running and who has a chance at winning. Because this next election really matters. If you're a conservative and you want to hear and you want to see us move to things like a parent's bill of rights so that parents have rights in their school district, or
school choice.
School choice or some of these other items that are coming down the pike. If you want to see those things happen, then we need to win that seat. The Republicans need to win it. And we need to be able to handle those policies at the state level. So it's a critical moment for Kansas. We're at a crossroads. And I think, you know, we're keyed up for a comeback. And so what we're looking at is that me? Am I that person? And so we're going to look at that, and maybe we'll have announcement soon.
Well, when you do, we'll have you back on. I've already had Dr. Collier on. I reached out to my buddy Scotty. I served in the legislature with Scott. There are a number of other candidates who've kind of declared. So we'll start doing those as more candidates come out. Maybe some will, maybe some won't. There's a lot of speculation. We'll see who actually, you know, runs and who doesn't. But maybe the guy with the boot on his head will run again. So, Joy, thank you. Thank you for coming tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show that we put on.
It's always fun to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, well, that's sausage is right. I appreciate you again coming. If folks want to reach out, is there a way to connect with you? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Sure, they can go look at our website. It's www.joyeakins.com.
Man, amazing. She already has a website. Gee, I wonder what that means. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back with you next Sunday. In the meantime, don't forget our carry-on commentaries that air every day, 5 days a week. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.